Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today, Rick will bring our Easter series to a close. In the series, He is Risen, Rick has been sharing six major benefits that the resurrection of Jesus brings to the people who follow Him. And now the final part of a message called The Mystery of God's Plan.
Act 4 in the mystery of history is the act we're in right now. And in Act 4, here it is, God gives us a choice. God gives us a choice. God says, I did it all for you, but now you must decide to accept it. And God is waiting right now. We're in a waiting period where He's going to see who in humanity is going to say, I'm in, I accept it, I'm going to go God's way. I'm not going to go Adam's way. I'm not going to go my own way. I'm in. I want to be a part of God's family. And He gives us a choice. He doesn't force you. But the Bible says this in 1 Kings 18, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. Now, friends, you got a real blunt decision to make. Who are you going to live for, you or God? Because you can't have two gods in your life. You can't serve two masters. As Bob Dylan used to say, you're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. You may serve your boyfriend. You may serve your company. You may serve getting rich. You may serve your own selfish desires and ambitions. But you're going to serve somebody. And anything you put before God in your life is called an idol. And God says, that's a false god. And you can only have one God in your life. You got to decide, am I going to live for me or am I going to live for God? Who's going to be in charge of my life? Now, you say, well, that's great, but I'm just not going to decide. Well, I'm sorry, friend, but in this particular instance, not to decide is to decide. Because one day you're going to stand before a God who says, I thought you up. I made you. I love you. I've seen every day of your life. I made you for me. I made you to be a part of my family. And I want to express my love to you. And I sent Jesus to die for you. Did you accept my son and my gift? And you're going, sorry, I just didn't decide. Wrong answer. At that point, God will say, like Burger King, have it your way. God will not force you to go to heaven. Okay? He won't force you. And He said, look, you wanted your way on earth? Fine. You obviously didn't want to be a part of my family on earth, so you obviously don't want to be a part of my family for eternity. Have it your way. Depart from me. And so God says, you get to choose. What am I supposed to choose? What do I need to choose? Well, I need to decide three or four things. First, I decide to admit to the fact that I've been living my plan instead of God's plan. I own up to my sin. That's called confession in the Bible. I said, God, you're right and I'm wrong. I've been living for me. I haven't been living for you. I've been living for me. And I confess it. I admit it. Second, I decide to turn from my way to God's way, from my will to God's will. I turn from my plan to God's plan. The Bible calls that repentance. And it says, God, I'm no longer going to be the boss of my life. You're going to be the boss of my life. You're going to be my Lord. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. You call the shots. Third, I say, I'm going to choose to trust that what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me is enough to get me into heaven. Because I know I could never get into heaven on my own effort. Heaven's perfect and I'm not, and I could never earn it or work for it or deserve it. And so I'm going to trust that Jesus, what you did for me on the cross is enough to get me into heaven. And I'm going to gratefully thank you for that. And fourth, I'm going to choose to follow your purpose for my life from now on. Not my plans, not my goals, not what my mother wants me to do, not what my friends want me to do. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to follow His purpose. You say, well, how can I do that? I don't even know God's purpose for my life. Do you want to know how you know God's purpose for your life? Here's how you do it. Here's the secret. You choose in advance before you know it. And tell God, I'm going to do it even before I know what it is. That's called a step of faith. And it pleases God when God says, I want you to do it before I even tell you. Did you ever tell your kids, because I say so? They, you just need to trust me on this. And when you come to God and you say, God, I'm going to choose you, and I'm choosing your son, Jesus, you say, I'm signing my name at the end of the contract before I read the fine print. I am signing my name on the blank check, and I'm letting you fill it in. God, I don't know what you want to do with my life, but I know, A, you love me, B, you made me, C, you know it'll make me happy more than I do, and D, you only act in love toward me, so I can trust you in this. And I'm saying yes to you in advance. That's faith. And then God will reveal your purpose in life a little bit at a time, like a scroll where he unrolls a little bit, and you do that, and then he unrolls a little bit more, and you do that, he unrolls a little bit more. God's not going to show you his plan for your life so just so you can go, no thanks, I don't want it. No, you make the decision, you choose in advance. Here's what Jesus said. He said, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether or not my teaching comes from God. You want to know if Jesus' teaching comes from God? Make the decision and you will find out. It is a choice, an act of the will. So, well, how would it affect my life? If I open up my life to God and I say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and I'm going with your plan and purpose for my life and I'm going to turn from my way to your way, what will it do to me? It will change you. How much? Radically. It will transform your life. I'll be honest with you. You cannot invite somebody as big as God into your life and have it not change you. If you think you've got God in your life and it hasn't changed your life, I'll just be honest, you ain't got him. Because you can't invite God into your life and have him not change you. Maybe you've gone to church all your life and you thought, well, I've got God in my life. Did it change you? No, then you don't have him. You may have a religion, but you don't have a relationship. And you need him in your heart. Here's how it changes. Let's look at this next verse. The Bible says, Christ died for all, so that those who live... By the way, notice Christ died for all. It says all. Who's that include? Everybody. Muslims, Jews, Baptists, Buddhists, Christians, Mormons, Hindus, atheists, agnostics. Jesus Christ died for all. Doesn't matter what your religious background is. We're talking about a relationship to Christ. Christ died for all so that those who would live would not continue to live for themselves. He died for them and was raised from the dead so that they would live for him. How do you know if you have Christ in your life? You live for him. If you're not living for him, he's not in your life. He says, so that we would continue to live for him. That verse is what baptism symbolizes. You say, what is baptism all about? Why do you take people and dunk them underwater? It's a picture of the two things in that verse. First, it's a picture that Jesus Christ died, was buried in a tomb for 3 days, and on Easter Sunday rose again. So baptism is a picture. And we take a person and we bury him underwater and leave him there for 3 days. Just seeing if you're listening. Raise them back up. And that's a symbol of what Jesus said. He said, don't ever forget what I did for you. Second, it's a picture of what happens to you. I died to my old way of living. I'm no longer living for me anymore. Now I'm living for God. I'm living God's way. I'm living for his purpose. I have a new life inside of me. Now the point is, in this stage, you are free to choose. Phase 4, God says, okay, I've done it all for you. Now you get to choose, and I'm going to wait and see who chooses for me and who doesn't choose for me. And you can choose anything you want. God's not going to force you to love him. In fact, if you want to waste your life, God will let you. If you want to waste your life thinking life is all about possessions, position, pleasure, popularity, prestige, you can waste your life on those things, but that's not what life's all about. If you want to waste your life thinking life is all about sex, success, status, salary, you can waste your life on those things, but that's not what life's all about. You see, you're free to make any choice you want in life, and God's not going to stop you. But friend, let me warn you, you are not free from the consequences of your choices. And every choice you make on this planet has eternal implications. The Bible says this, today I'm giving you a choice between good and evil, between life and death. God's waiting for you to make the choice. Now, the final act, Act 5 in the mystery of history, is still to come. It hasn't happened yet. And we don't even know when it's going to happen. But the Bible says one day history on earth is going to be shut down. The life on this planet's going to be over. God's going to collapse it all. The galaxy, the universe. In fact, the Bible says even the universe is not going to last forever. God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. God's going to do something new because he's always a God of new. The only thing that's going to last is his family. Here's Act 5. In the mystery of history, Act 5 is Jesus returns for his family. Jesus returns for his family. And he says, those who've chosen me, let's go. You're going to last forever. Nothing else is going to last. Friend, God's family is the only thing on this earth that's going to last. The United States of America is not going to last forever. Microsoft Corporation is not going to last forever. None of the celebrities in Hollywood are going to last forever. What's going to last forever are those who've chosen to be a part of God's family. That's going to even outlast the universe. And the Bible says this, Jesus died for us so that we can live with him forever. Circle that, forever. Whether we're dead or alive at the time of his return. In other words, some people are already in heaven and some people are still down here. Either way, if you've made that choice, you're going to be with him for eternity. Now, God has long-range plans for you. Follow me. Listen real closely. You're only going to spend 80, maybe at the most, 90 or 100 years on this planet. That's not very long. You're going to spend trillions and trillions and trillions of years in eternity. And the Bible says God has long-range plans for you. Look at this verse. This is his plan. At the right time, God will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Everything will come together right now under Christ. All right? Now, that's his plan. And it says at the right time. When is the right time? Nobody knows. Jesus said, no man knows the day nor the hour, neither the angels nor the Son, but only the Father, which is in heaven. So anytime you find somebody who gets out his charts and figures out when the end of the world has come, you can know one thing. It won't happen on that day. You can be certain. That's one day it will not happen because no man knows the day or the hour. So you can put all your charts away. And you're not on the planning committee. You're on the welcoming committee. Okay? You're not the time, date, and place committee. You're on the welcoming committee. What is it going to be like in eternity with God's family forever? Oh, man. I wish I had another couple hours just to explain it to you. I could take you through all the scriptures of how cool it's going to be on heaven. But just think about this. There's a lot of cool stuff here on earth, and this place is broken. Imagine how cool it's going to be in a perfect place. It's going to be a gazillion times better than the broken planet, and this place is pretty cool. You agree with that? Okay? So it's going to be unbelievable. But let me just give you one verse. The Bible says in Revelation 21, then God's home will be with his people. That's his family. That's us. And he will live with them, and they will be his own. We will be God's children. And he will wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there will be no more death. There will be no more suffering, no more crying, no more pain. These things of the past will be gone forever. Why? Because we're not on a broken planet where things aren't fair anymore. And the Bible says this, all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day. There will come a day when God will reveal who his children really are. One day, God's going to reveal who his children really are. Everybody's made by God. Everybody's created by God. Everybody's loved by God. But not everybody is a child of God. You've got to choose to be in his family. All creation anticipates the day when it will join God's children, that's his family, in the glorious freedom from death and decay, from the broken planet. I don't know when that day is going to happen, but the question that matters to me is this. On that day, will your name be on the family list? God will reveal who his true children are. I want your name on that list. Now, I want to thank you for coming at Easter. But if there's one thing I want to leave you with, it's what I'm most passionate about. If there's one concept I really, really want you to get, it is this. Your life was made for a much bigger purpose than you've ever imagined. You are thinking too small, and you are living too small. You were made for far more than your puny little plans for your life. You are part of a grand design that goes from history to history. And you were made by God and for God, a God who desperately loves you and wants you in his family for eternity. And if you are living simply for yourself, and you are living for the here and the now, you are making, friend, a fatal mistake. It is not about you. It is not about here. It is not about now. It is all about God. It is all about his purpose and plan and his love for you. And your purpose on this planet, number one, is to get to know and love the God who wants you to spend eternity with him. And anything less than that is a waste of your life. You are part of a bigger drama that began before the universe was created and will go long after Earth shuts down. It is the only thing that's going to last. You were made to last forever. And God wants you to be a part of his forever family, but he's not going to force you. You've got to make the choice. And I beg you to do it now, for heaven's sake. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to pray a prayer right now that will change your life forever, and I mean for eternity. I invite you to follow me in this prayer. It is a prayer of commitment, and you say, me too, God. As Rick prays along, me too. God knows the very thoughts going across your mind right now. Just say, dear God, I have never understood how much you really love me. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for thinking of me even before you created the universe. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me and my sins. It is hard to imagine a love like that. But I want to get to know you, God. Not just about you, I want to know you personally. Now, I admit that I have been living my own way, living for myself, focused on my puny plans for life instead of your plan and purpose for me. And I want that to change starting right now. I want to start living for you. Jesus, I want you to become the manager of my life, the Lord, the boss of my life. I want to learn to trust you and love you and follow you. I ask you to forgive all of my sins and accept me into your family for eternity. I could never deserve that, but just by your grace. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Pastor Rick has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus, and this book is stunning. It's filled with beautiful photographs, colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. Now, since you may not be able to ever travel to Jerusalem, I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe, hardcover, gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality, glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too.
We'll send you a copy today. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Well, today is the last day to get this great resource, so please don't wait. We hope you'll join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.